Oh my god.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for coming. Come on in.
Okay, so what happened? Tell us everything.
Hi,
hey
guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another Girls Night In. We're so excited to hear from you again, and we have a great episode in store. Right? How are you feeling tonight?
Feeling great. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a great day, honestly. We did have some technical difficulties that we were not expecting, but we're here. It's 6 p.m. on a Thursday. The week's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
We are vibing. So let's do it.
So, you know, on TikTok, how there are so many videos of like those Subway Surfer videos, just saying like Reddit stories on top.
Yeah.
Well, that's what inspired today's episode.
Yes.
And today we're going to be reading a bunch of crazy stories from Reddit that we're going to give our advice to afterwards.
Yeah.
But before we start, I did want to say we'd like to express that the opinions expressed in Girls Night In are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. With that said, let's get started.
Let's do it. All right. Don't mean to remind first.
Of course.
So mine is like, it's a story and there's an update to it. So I'll read the first part. We'll like debrief our opinions on that and then we'll switch it. So, am I the bad guy if I tell my friend her boyfriend is planning to propose? So off the bat, I'm already want to be like, yes, because why would you do that? But let's see what happens. Okay. So my 27 female best friend has been dating her boyfriend, 26 male, for over 5 years. A while back, he reached out to me to help figure out ring size and the setup so he could make this the most magical day for her. Having known my friend for over 20 plus years, I know exactly how she wants her proposal to go and who she wants to be there. So I relayed all this information to him months ago via text and over the phone. I even took the time to covertly find and confirm which ring she would love the most. A little background. My friend is incredibly family and friend oriented, and in the past expressed to me on multiple occasions, especially during the holiday season, that in the 5 years they've been together, he hasn't really made much of an effort to indoctrinate himself into her family or friendships the way she has for his. While I do genuinely like him, I have always felt that he is incredibly self-serving and self-focused. Scary times.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Scary times. All right. Recently, through a mutual friend, I found out he started a group text between his, emphasis on his, friends and family to set up the time and date of the proposal. He has not only excluded myself, and according to the screenshots I've seen, he is doing everything verbatim I suggested he do, but he has completely excluded her family and other close friends from the event.
Oh, what the heck? What? What?
Like, there's two people in this engagement, no?
Yeah.
Anyways, he is planning on only having his boys and family present for the occasion, and knowing my friend, this would ultimately break her heart not being able to share this moment with her loved ones. I got heated and called him. At first, he was dodging my questions, then just outright said, "This is my proposal, and I've spent enough time and money to choose how I do it. Just be happy for your friend."
Jeez.
It's not like you're not coming to the wedding.
What? Excuse me?
What? What? Anyways, this infuriated me, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And to make matters worse, I ran into her mom and dad at the grocery store and subtly asked if they knew of any possibility she was getting engaged. They were unaware, and I know for a fact my friend has told him that he needs to ask her parents for their blessing. She's somewhat traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fair. Like that.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah. My friend wears her heart on her sleeve, and I can predict how this event will go down when she sees all of his close friends and family and none of hers. Considering her previous sentiments about his lack of interest in her family slash life, she will 100% see this as being hurtful and selfish, and I know she'll cry.
Aww.
Crying at your engagement, aww, not for good reasons, mm-hmm, is like actually heartbreaking. To make matters worse, the location of the proposal is a whopping 30 minutes from her parents' home. I don't want to get involved in a fight or reveal the surprise, but on the other hand, I feel I owe it to my lifelong friend to help her avoid being hurt and disappointed, maybe even helping her rethink what her future would look like with someone who just doesn't really appreciate what she values in life. So, am I the bad guy if I tell my friend her boyfriend is going to propose? And then she has two little edits here, so edit one. I did not tell her parents. I covertly inquired if he had spoken to them yet about proposing since it's been 5 years, like in a joking way.
Mm-hmm.
And then edit two. The proposal is scheduled for this weekend. I will give you guys an update on how it goes after so many responses. So I have decided not to say anything and to let things play out. Yeah, so that's how she handled it. Okay, so first of all, just rewind that though. Yeah. Do you think she would be the bad guy to expose it?
That's so difficult because I feel like as your best friend, you'd want like the best for your friend.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like there are like certain boundaries, and the things that you might think are right might not necessarily like be right.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. This one's tough.
It's tough. It's tough too, because it's just like, I obviously she's doing it out of good intentions.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
You don't want her to get into like a toxic relationship or whatever. But I was kind of reading through the comments of what people were saying to her, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were kind of just like, it sounds like bad to say, but like this might have to be a situation where she has to like figure it out on her own type thing, like in terms of the red flags. And like if he does go through with it, she'll find out in that moment that he's not right for, like, you know what I mean? But like, obviously it's gonna suck because it's like, why would you want your engagement ruined like that? Mm-hmm. But that's gonna be the most telling
for
sign
sure.
to her in the moment, and that's how she's gonna be able to kind of make the decision for herself, like, okay, do I need to stay in this relationship or not? But definitely tough. Like, I don't know, because like exposing a whole proposal, especially if like leading up to this point she's oblivious, like, you know what I mean? Like, she'll be thinking like they've been together for 5 years, like she's oblivious to any like weird behavior of his.
Yeah, after so, 5 years.
Yeah.
But I feel like with a lot of long-term relationships, like, that happens where, like, you get too comfortable with each other and then you sort of just, like, disregard the importance of, like, the little things.
That's fair, honestly. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Like, I do think that maybe she shouldn't intervene.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, like, maybe the couple will, like, figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like also, like, she'll know. Like, she can always say no at the engagement.
That's true. Another thing, too, is that it's, like, let's say it's one of those situations where, like, she's the kind of person to stay despite any red flags.
Mm.
Now you just told her she's getting engaged. And the whole thing is spoiled. So like, she might not even be thinking about leaving him either way.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So now it's, like, the one time that she gets proposed to,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, spoiled for her. Like, that'd be, like, that's enough to get, like,
pressure.
And it could drive their friendship away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? So... I don't know, man. It's tough.
So
but like,
tough.
Yeah, someone in the top comment is, do not tell her. As much as you know her and want this proposal to go as planned, it is ultimately up to her boyfriend how he wants to do it. If your friend is disappointed, then that can be her sign to discuss with her fiancé about moving forward. It is not your place to tell her or intervene at this point.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to read the update.
Ooh.
And I didn't, like, I only read the first few lines because I wanted to kind of surprise myself and, like, get a good sense of, like, I wanted to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So, update. And I think the update was posted about 10 days after the first post. So,
oh,
like, about, like, over a week.
Pretty quick.
To everyone who told me to keep my mouth shut, thank you. So, on Saturday, the day of the proposal, I got a call from her boyfriend. He was screaming at me, blaming me for not showing up, because so she was uninvited, so she didn't come, and he blamed her for not showing up.
What?
Like a crazy... Let me get me started.
Oh my God, the
blaming
audacity.
Me for not showing up to the proposal with her parents because she was upset they weren't there. I was slack-jawed. I told him I knew this would happen, and he says, you just admitted you knew this would happen. So if you knew the whole time and you actually cared about her, you would have invited them. Are you insane?
Whose relationship is this?
She told you! She tried to,
literally.
Like, but this is your girlfriend. Like, she's been telling you for the entirety of your relationship that she's so family oriented, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This should just be natural instinct. And you're getting engaged. Why are you only going to invite your family? And now you're going to blame the friend for not telling you?
Oh my God.
Are you insane?
Some people just have no sense of accountability.
No, at all.
Like, I don't understand. How are you going to get married to someone and, like, not even know how to plan an engagement? Like, how are you going to help with the wedding? How are you going to help with, like, planning kids or, like, planning a family?
How are you gonna live life, like,
literally,
as a married couple, if you
and
don't even know what the...
How are you, like, putting all of the responsibility on her friend when her friend's not even getting married to her?
Yeah. I don't even get me started. Okay, yeah. So,
oh my God.
I was gobsmacked and hung up on him. These words are so funny. Gobsmacked? I haven't heard that term in forever. Not even an hour later, I get a call from her asking me to come to her parents' house. According to her, this is how the situation played out. He popped the question, she said yes, and the people he invited popped out from hiding. She was bombarded by four of his guy friends, his mom, his dad, his older brother, and his sister-in-law. His parents were holding up a sign that read, "Welcome to the family, Mrs. Insert his last name here." And this is where things go downhill. I did not know this before, but my friend doesn't want to change her last name, and she's told him that repeatedly since they got together. She's an only child from a Ukrainian family, and with everything going on with Ukraine in the last year, she's doubled down. When she saw the sign, she joked, "Mrs. his last name? I think you mean Mrs. her last name."
Mm-hmm.
Everyone went silent until his mom said, "Well, the ring is already engraved. No changing it now." She takes the ring off and sees Mrs. his last name engraved on the band. What?
You couldn't even, like, hyphen
her
last name?
And again, She told you this. It's literally like you've ignored every single one of her wishes. The entirety of the relationship. She said to you she didn't want to change her last name. And you're getting engraved on her engagement ring. Mm-hmm. Her wedding band. Then she asked if her parents were coming. He gave every excuse. He didn't have their number. There were too many people there. He wanted to keep it private. And eventually said, this was my proposal to you. And now my family is your family. We can just send your parents the pictures later.
Quoi?
Quoi indeed. What are you talking about? Like, okay, yeah, sure, I'm marrying into your family, but you're also marrying into mine.
Exactly.
It's literally...
It's not like one person going into like one thing. It's like two people like coming together.
Conjoined together. Exactly. Thank you.
What is he talking about? What the heck?
She took the ring off and left. Good for her. That's when I'm assuming I got that call from him. She went straight to her parents. She asked them about the engagement. They were clueless. She then asked if I knew anything. I asked if she was in the right place. She said she was, so I told her I would answer any questions she had rather than dumping everything on her. She was upset, but she thanked me. She was furious when I told her about the call from him earlier and said, does he really think I'm that shallow? She said it wasn't about having a perfect proposal or her parents there. It was about him making the whole thing about himself as always. Exactly. And she was done feeling ignored and belittled. So this was her breaking point, which I don't blame her at all. She's staying with her parents currently and has been receiving texts from him. The worst one so far is him telling her she has to pay him back for the ring and for ruining his life. Are you in Hannah?
He literally started all this. Yes. What?
Why did I pay you back? You're the one who went and bought the ring, purposely engraved your last name on it when I've told you over and over again that I don't want to change my last name. And if you didn't like that, this is a conversation that we have before getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could, like, if you disagree, like, why are you still going to go through? Brother? Right now, all I can do is be here for her, and whatever decision she makes, I will fully support, because as you've all helped me realize, this isn't about me, it's about her. Not my monkey, not my my circus. And there's two edits. Edit one, she gave him the ring back when she took it off. I didn't include that because I was already at the character limit. Okay, whatever. Edit two, update. I did not mention this plan when I originally posted just in case her ex found this thread, but I can report now that we got a heads up last night that he wasn't at their apartment. So we ran over and got most of her stuff out. At least all the really important stuff. To those asking, no, she isn't going back to him. It is over.
Amen.
Good. So yeah, all in all, that's nuts. It's so unfortunate how... I want more context to, like, the entire 5 years of the relationship. Like, were there never any of these red flags, like, popping up? But it also seems like he's very controlling, because it's, like, there's so many things that she listed to that, like, she's very, like, set on, whether it's, like, her family and friends stuff, not one change her last name, like, all of that. And you still went through ignoring all of it. Like, it just gives, this is my show and I want to run it. And it's, like, very unfortunate.
No, yeah, like. Like we were talking about it a few days ago, like most guys will just want like a trophy wife, and they honestly don't respect their partner as a human being, and it's literally all for show. And I can really feel that with this whole relationship.
Yeah. Like, it's heartbreaking.
How after 5 years do you just do that? Like, he definitely wanted to just get married to like have that title.
Yes.
You know?
And to like, I think too, like, yeah, kind of with the trophy wife thing, it's like, now you have somebody who's like Mrs. and it's like your last name.
Exactly.
And you know how like when people get married, it's always like Mr. and Mrs. and it's the guy's name?
Mm-hmm.
You know he loves that off. Like, you know what I mean? So it's that kind of stuff. It's just, yeah, like that sense of controlling. It's just unfortunate. Like, you're telling me that I'm getting engaged and like no one from my family's there. And then you're going to say, I don't have their number. It's been 5 years.
Exactly.
Like, you can't find a way.
Yeah, like he's definitely visited them, like her parents' house at least, like within those 5 years.
Exactly.
And if it's 30 minutes away from like the proposal site, then you know that he like knows, like you probably drove there with her too.
Yeah, brother. I don't know. It's actually so weird.
Like, it's good that she didn't tell her though, because I feel like as traumatic as it was, it's something that she needed to experience, or else I feel like there would have still been the possibility that like, if she didn't experience it firsthand, then she would have stayed in the relationship.
Gosh, yeah, that's true. Well, like, that would have been even scarier.
She could have like, she would have maybe like talked to him and brought it up to him, and then like, and then just still be in the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And then that could just lead, because then let's say they like, they get married, have children, kids, and then it's just like, then you're like locked in, like, and it's, you know what I mean? It's a lot scarier. So, yeah, crazy times, man. All right. What do you got for us?
Okay, so my story, this is a little less intense from yours, but I feel like it's very, like, it's a topic that's pretty, like, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Okay.
So it's, am I the bad guy for getting my girlfriend silver jewelry? So
I already... me tell where is this going to go? Because I know we're both gold jewelry
gold
girls.
Gold
also,
curlies.
This is so funny. Okay, continue.
Okay, so this is a throwaway. This is so stupid, but she's upset with me and I want to know if she's being ridiculous.
Okay.
My girlfriend, Ellie, 17 female, and I, 18 male, have been together for a year now. Yesterday was actually our anniversary and we went out to a nice dinner to celebrate. Ellie got me this personalized photo scrapbook thing that had a bunch of notes about stuff she loved about me and other really cute handwritten messages. Mm-hmm. I loved it, especially because I'm moving off to college soon and I won't get to see her every day anymore. For a while, I was struggling with what to get her and figure out that girl seems like jewelry. I honestly just grabbed the first necklace I could find that seemed like it was of nice quality.
Mm-hmm.
It was a silver necklace with a heart charm and rhinestones. I won't say how much I spent on it, but it was a pretty decent chunk of change.
Okay.
When I gave it to Ellie, I immediately noticed that she wasn't excited. She kind of smiled half-heartedly, and before I could put it on her, she had already put the box in her bag.
Ooh.
It was bothering me as she didn't seem to appreciate my gift as much as I appreciated hers, and I asked her about it earlier today. She wouldn't answer at first, but after sort of wheeling, she said, "It's silver," and looked at me like I should understand the problem.
Yeah.
After I obviously didn't realize what the issue was, Ellie, kind of angrily, explained that she wears gold jewelry. I guess looking back on it, I've never seen her wear silver, but I couldn't really understand the issue. Mm-hmm. I told her that she was being dramatic and kind of ungrateful. Ellie said that she expected a thoughtful gift just this once and then left. I really am at a loss. I don't think I did anything wrong, but she is normally not an unreasonable person.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the bad guy?
Oh, okay. That's so tough because, okay, first of all, like, yeah, like I said, we're both gold jewelry girls.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm going to say no. The reason why I'm going to say no is because, okay, wait, did it mention how long they're together for?
1 year.
1 year. Okay.
That was their 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Anniversary. Okay.
Yes.
It's one of those ones where it's like, I feel like me personally, like if I were to receive like jewelry from like my boyfriend, it was like silver, I wouldn't be necessarily upset, but I would just be like, hey, hopefully he got like a gift receipt and then I can just like go exchange it. Right. But then again, that also has to like, that depends on how long it's been.
Mm-hmm.
If we've been together for like a few years and it's like, you actually should know that I only wear gold jewelry, then it's a bit like, okay, like you like, it's like, well, like you don't, like you didn't realize, like you don't pay attention type thing. With a year, it's like, it's still like new-ish, but it is enough time to also be like paying attention to that. But I think that like, I don't know, the disappointment part is just, it's not like weird to me, but maybe just because I think that I wouldn't feel like, I don't know, you know what I'm trying to say though? Like,
yeah.
It just feels like, I don't want to say she's being over dramatic because like, I would get the frustration of being like, I don't want to be wearing silver jewelry, but I feel like it's just an easy fix. Like, just hope you got a gift receipt and go get a new one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would still be like, oh, thanks. Like, thank you so much. Obviously, like, I love it. And then I would just explain, like, you know, I do only wear gold jewelry, but like, maybe we can get something else. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, show you're appreciative, but then,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
I do. For me, I feel like it's a bit different. Like, of course, there are a lot of factors. Like, they're 17 and 18, so they're pretty
young.
I feel like this might be his first, like, long-time
relationship.
And so he still doesn't know, like, all those little nuances that girls usually, like, teach.
Yeah, that's
teach
a great
guys, you know? But one thing that, like, caught me off guard while reading it was, like, he said that he just, like, without thought, just, like, bought something that was expensive.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that he just literally just grabbed
it. Yeah. And, yeah, like, I know that some people, like, prefer, think that, like, expensive things are, like, the best kind of gift, but then other people are like, oh, even like a letter is like worth so much. And I feel like that's where like he puts value in that and then she puts value in that.
Yeah.
But also I do feel like the whole relationship, like from past experience, I feel like this might have been something that just like pent up. And then when this, like she put a lot of effort into her gift, I feel like maybe like he let her down a lot of times.
Like just thing after thing,
thing after thing, and then
just
like
building up.
Because he says she's a reasonable girl, so I think she just like bottled it up, and then at this like anniversary gift, like, oh, like I just want you to like care about me and like just like get that one, one thing about me that like shows that like you cared about me and not just about like materialism, like that kind
of
stuff. So I feel like that's where
what? That's a good point. And now I'm kind of backing up. One second, I'm gonna retrace my steps. Because that's actually a great, I totally forgot that like he literally just like grabbed the first thing he saw. It's like, you think that at that point, like a year in, like you know your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know what she's gonna like. What do you mean that you had no clue what you wanted to get her? So you just put the first thing you saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you don't want to put more like thought into it. Like she put a lot of thought into hers, right? Like that's a great point actually. And the whole like pent up like anger thing. That is literally so true, because that's also the case a lot of times, that it's just like, especially if you're in a new relationship, like, mm-hmm. you don't, there's that whole like cupcake phase, right? Where it's like, you're not getting into arguments. Like, yeah, you're kind of just like going along with everything. Like, everything's just kind of like mm-hmm. A-okay and like whatever. But eventually, like, you're going to hit your breaking point. And that's actually a good point, because I feel like a 1 year anniversary is the good like measure to be mm-hmm. like, okay, like, let's see if he like shows up
yeah.
for this like one thing.
So, oh, no, also like thinking about their age, they're probably in high school, so if they go to the same school, then like they would see each other like pretty often, and like,
oh my God,
if he knows that like she wears gold jewelry. I think guys just like in general don't really see like makeup and like just getting ready. They don't realize how much of an effort that is, and how like tiring it actually can be to look good for like your man or something. And so it's like, I think He's just like young and still learning. And
I think the age thing is definitely part of it too, because like I've seen so many videos on TikTok of like girls who talk about like how attentive their like man their men are to like the different little details of them. Like, for example, like all the girls that I see who get engaged and their man like knows to pick out like a gold band because she only wears gold. But then again, like, yeah, that stuff just comes with age. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're like 17 years old versus like a 25 year old like fully developed man, like it's two different. Mm-hmm. Two different things, like, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think age definitely plays a big part in it. Raw. Okay, wait. So what's the final verdict? Like, is he the bad guy or is he not?
There is.
Because I kind of want to...
There is a little edit that I can read. Maybe it'll...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe it'll change our mind.
Yeah.
So edit. All right, folks. I get the picture. I should have put in more effort. Just bought flowers. She loves daisies. And I'm heading to her place to beg forgiveness. I'll return the necklace and get something else, but I'm probably going to stay away from Julie because I clearly don't have an eye for it. And that's it.
Okay, you know what then? So he did still show some... Okay, that's actually... You know what? So no, I'm going to stick to he's not the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because in the aftermath, he understood where he went wrong. He tried to make it up to her, got her something that he clearly like shows... got her something that clearly shows that he put effort into. He knows that she likes daisies, like whatever. So it really was probably just like the nerves and just like the thinking like... Because didn't he say like, oh, you know, all girls love jewelry, so I'm just going to get this. Like, so he definitely was just kind of like nervous and just kind of probably picked up the first thing he saw. Mm-hmm. But now he knows better. So I'm gonna stick to the not the bad guy. You're good, babe.
And the fact that he got like her favorite flowers.
Yeah. That's so cute. I know.
And like going to her house to beg for forgiveness. Yeah.
I know. That's actually really cute. That,
like, he genuinely like didn't mean to hurt her.
Yeah. And he genuinely like really likes her. I think he just it work. That's sweet. He just panicked.
Not the brightest.
Yeah. He literally just panicked. That's so funny. Real. All right, guys. We're gonna...
So we've reached our allotted time and had a lot of fun reading stories.
Yeah, this was good. I think we should like revisit the Reddit stories.
We should do like our followers' stories.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to another Girls Night In. You're gonna have a great sleep now. We hope you guys do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.